Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Parasite.
Oscar Award, Academy Award winning podcast.
Oscar Award Academy.
Oscar Academy.
I'm Jack O'Brien, that's Miles Gray.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to tell you what's trending other than Parasite, which we talked about in tomorrow's episode.
People are loving this Parasite.
I gotta check this thing out.
You guys seen this Parasite?
Quote Andrew Yang.
What did he say?
He was like, wow, I guess I have to see Parasite.
Do you think he watches movies?
I don't know, man.
He strikes me as someone who would have watched Parasite already.
Right. I mean, that's what...
Maybe the math didn't work out.
I think Andrew T was like, this dude is... I think Andrew T gets shit for criticizing him.
Yeah, because he calls Andrew Yang a bootlicker all the time.
Right.
And he's like, oh, yeah, his policies aren't very progressive.
All right, let's talk about some of the things that are trending. Rage Against the Machine is trending.
Yep.
What is this, 1992?
Wow.
Huh?
Hell yeah, that self-titled album came out. Right. Eponymous album. That's eponymous, right?
Eponymous, yeah, you got it.
I remember...
hey, you got it, man.
Hey, thanks, man. I was like, Dad, why is this guy on fire on the cover? And he's like, nah, this is heavy shit.
Right.
He's like, nah, this was a Nom. And I was like, oh, okay. And it freaked me out at first because like my dad was so moved by the first time. I remember I was in there to buy, I think, A Reasonable Doubt by Jay-Z. And then we came across this Rage album cover and he's like, I'm going to buy this. He's like, they probably got something to say.
Mm.
And that's how it all started. But they're going back
album
on the
cover based.
Yeah.
That's why they're trending, is because your dad bought
my
it
dad
and was
just,
such a fan that he's
literally
still talking
we're
about
so
it.
Ahead of the zeitgeist. People heard tell what we might be talking about on this episode. It got so ahead of itself, Rage is now trending.
Yeah.
That or it could be that they've announced a 40-stop tour.
Nice.
They are going back on the road, which is great because I think most people suspected this because when they said they were doing a few shows before Coachella and Coachella, that it probably means there's more coming.
Right. Are you going to go see this?
I have to go see it.
What's the best like re-up live tour that you've ever seen where like people came back together?
I saw Rage like maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
At Rock the Bells. I've seen them like once or twice since they've been together. The Outkast reunion show was also fantastic too.
Was it?
As a huge Outkast fan, I absolutely I appreciated that, especially hearing Spodeodidopolicious live.
Mm. Wow!
And I think Rage is just fantastic live in an election year. That's gonna be some vibes.
Yeah.
I mean, they fucking rally around your family, bro.
It's true.
Woo!
With a pocket full of shells.
Exactly.
Yep. I know that lyric. So
I wonder how many people cool are going to be like that YouTube video where there's like that rap reviewer who's listening to Evil Empire for the first time, or Rage, or just Rage in general for the first time. He's like, hold on. He's like, hold on. What are they?
Woo!
Wait. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Is he saying the cops or race? Whoa. Yeah. Interesting to see what the Zoomers think of Rage.
Yeah.
They're already into it.
It will be. Let's talk about Valentine's Day ideas.
That's trending.
Specifically Valentine's Day ideas.
Oh my God. I'm surprised it's not.
Presumably among panicked men who are fulfilling their roles as the dumb dads in TV commercials.
Right. Has there been a commercial yet where it's like a sad checkout line at a pharmacy with a bunch of like lame partners, like men specifically, who are like all got the same dumb gift and are looking at each other like in commiseration, being like, yeah, dude, I get it. We fucked up.
Yeah.
And then be like, don't do this again. Choose blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'm just coming up with marketing for people.
Does Reese's make a heart?
They must,
right?
They must.
Come on.
A fucking fool if you're not doing some kind of heart-shaped anything and you're in the candy game right now.
Yeah. Reese's wouldn't be that dumb. The thing that Google pulls up is a Martha Stewart article, which I feel like a lot of dudes are going to fall for this.
Yeah, because like, it's Martha.
Martha Stewart is a name I have heard before.
It's a famous woman with tastes.
So we got from her some of her recommendations. Create a personal gift with their favorite things. Helpful.
That skipped immediately if you're not a thoughtful partner.
Exactly.
I don't know what the fuck she likes.
Yeah, ooh, it's bullshit. Martha Stewart, set of four heart coquettes.
Oh.
Is that like La Creuset? La Creuset? Like
La Creuset.
La Creuset.
I don't know. That's like a Dutch oven kind of
thing? Yeah, yeah. I think that's what these are.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to pronounce the word they're using, but they're heart-shaped Dutch ovens. Martha and Marley spoons, shrimp fettuccine Alfredo.
Okay.
A lot of these are just like, put in some work, asshole.
Yeah.
Just
honestly, if you're one of these people who's panicked right now, get a nice plant.
Yeah. That's actually a good one.
I've never had a Valentine's Day gift more well received. Look, if your partner likes plants, that's what you got to check out on first. Make sure it's not toxic to your pets in the house.
Mm.
No lilies. A lot of lilies can be bad for cats, from what I understand.
Oh, really?
Yes. Got a nice hanging plant. That's a fucking beautiful gift.
That's
and it's
great.
There, and you go, like our love.
Yeah.
May
and
it grow.
It will always flower.
And may we propagate it when it becomes too big and spawn off multiple clone plants.
Right. There's also a bulldog plush toy that is probably, if I had to look at this list, I would say that is the one that most of the stereotypical guys who are making this trend will go for.
Right.
Because it's a stuffed animal.
It's like our dog. It's like we have a cat.
Right.
And it's black, not white.
Yeah, but still, that's what it's meant.
Yeah.
But a lot of this are just, she's hawking her own.
Yeah, it's Martha Stewart collection, sweet plush bulldog.
See, in this, if you were savvy, you'd get halfway through like, wait, she wants me to buy her crap. I need objectively good ideas that aren't tied to someone's brand.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
We can always hope that men will get that savvy. I am going with the stereotypical dumb dad version of men right now.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry. On this E! Article we were just looking at, one of the trending stories on the side is that Cindy Crawford's son, Presley Gerber, unveils dramatic face tattoo.
Oh, nice. What do you go with?
It's like some Chet Hanks shit. Misunderstood underneath the
underneath the right eye.
Yeah.
Sick.
Sick neck tats.
I mean.
All right, dude.
Who more than the son of a billionaire could be more misunderstood?
Exactly.
Poor guy. Well, I guess now people might misunderstand him because he has a face tattoo.
Right.
So he might not get the benefit of the doubt that he has
been getting.
I'm not just some wealthy kid who can tattoo his face without worrying about what kind of employment prospects right. I have. Okay, I'm misunderstood.
That's right. Actually, I'm gonna add one here because mm-hmm. I just saw something that has just started that just came across the trending transom,
percolating?
And it is intriguing. It is Reaper of Death.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What is this in regards to?
Stretching 26 feet in length, the dinosaur is the first new Canadian Tyrannosaurus to be found in 50 years.
Whoa.
It was discovered in Canada. It's called the Reaper of Death. It somehow they knew it had a scarred face.
Huh.
But it's pretty dope looking.
It's I thought it was a flying thing. So it's just a bigger, like a
lit
T-Rex?
It's just a T-Rex, yeah. It's just a dope T-Rex they found.
It's a cousin. All right.
Right.
All right, cuzzo.
So that's dope. New Hampshire primary is trending for obvious reasons. Because
it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who will win? Who will not? Will
the polls hold? I can't wait to see CNN's coverage.
Is the Clubmentum still going? It's funny because
it's global.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The global reach.
Globalization. These globalizers. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. She got to third place, and a lot of people are like, oh, I wonder if that's going to translate to a larger bump. I don't think it has nationally, but it's interesting to see how these, you know, people are getting their picks in.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Quinnipiac. Biden, go ahead.
I was going to say, Biden looks like he's already focused on South Carolina and New Hampshire. He's like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's look at these other two.
Yeah, Quinnipiac is trending also because a new poll came out wherein they put different candidates against Trump and
electability.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe it? So Bloomberg has Trump, Bloomberg 51, Trump 42 nationally, Sanders 51, Trump 43 nationally, Biden 50, Trump 43. Klobuchar 49, Trump 43, Warren 48, Trump 44, Buttigieg 47, Trump 43. No, these are all national numbers.
So really, I think we can get behind any candidate.
Right.
Then.
The Dems are in disarray. Is what the media loves that shit.
Oh yeah.
But Sanders also just topped the overall Democratic field in a national poll. So that's. New news, things continuing to trend in that direction.
Wait, what did it say about Bloomberg?
Bloomberg Politics.
According to Bloomberg's own outlet,
Sanders tops Democratic field in national poll. So Bloomberg.com reporting Sanders tops Democratic field in national poll after Iowa. That can't be.
There's no like art of right underneath that. 10 reasons why Mike Bloomberg's a total zaddy.
let me see where they have Bloomberg. It's hard to do a... search for Bloomberg since his name is literally all over the page. So you got shows the Vermont senator with 25 support. He was followed by Biden at 17 and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg at 15. So in third place, he's moving on up. I do like
this is nationally.
This is a national poll. I do like that they that they felt the need to specify which Bloomberg it was on Bloomberg.
As opposed to who?
Right.
Okay.
And former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Anyways, very intriguing. We'll continue to monitor the coverage.
Very closely.
See how everybody's reacting. And finally, Bill Gates did not buy a hydrogen yacht as was being reported. So,
there was first a story saying he bought a hydrogen yacht and now it's trending. It's like, actually, no.
Yeah.
Was the story that he had bought a hydrogen yacht?
Yeah, that was the thing. Bill Gates bought first hydrogen yacht.
Oh, did he buy the second hydrogen
yacht? I don't know. Now it's saying, so Bill Gates not buying our hydrogen yacht. From Zoe Kleiman, has been widely reported that Gates ordered a $500 million luxury vessel based on the concept, which was displayed in Monaco in 2019. But Sinnott, I think it is, I don't know who that is. Simon Sinnott, is that a person? Said it had no business. Sinnott is the company. And they're saying they had no business relationship with Bill Gates. And the concept yacht called Aqua was not linked to either him or any of his representatives. Aqua is a concept under development and has not been sold to Mr. Gates.
So, oh, great.
Settle down, everyone.
He didn't just order something for $500 million like we do.
Yeah. It's probably just like Google trying to, one of the world's richest men who owns Google trying to put a thing out there to make other world's richest man, Bill Gates, look like an asshole. And here we are talking about it.
Man.
We're all pawns in their game. All right, Miles.
Yeah, let's fire up our $300 million yacht.
Yeah.
Get on out of here.
Get on out of here. Head to Brooklyn Bell House tomorrow or Wednesday night.
Yeah.
We will see you guys there. And that's going to do it for this episode of Trending Zeitgeist. We'll be back tomorrow morning with a whole new episode. Talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.